Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Welcome to Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. I'm Sadie from Nashville. I'm 8 years old, and I'm interviewing Christina Mittermeier, who was the narrator of last week's episode of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. If you haven't heard last week's episode, now is a good time to go back and check it out. Christina, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Christina Mittermeier. I am a National Geographic photographer and the co-founder of Sea Legacy. And like Jane Goodall, I also love animals. I am the mother of 3 children, all of whom love Tarzan, and they all love stories about Jane Goodall.
Why did you create Sea Legacy?
I created Sea Legacy because I wanted photography and adventure to be an invitation for everybody. By publishing my photographs and my stories on social media every day, I try to invite people and share what I know and love about the oceans with everybody.
What makes you a rebel girl?
What makes me a rebel girl is that I grew up in the mountains of central Mexico, but my dream was to swim with dolphins. Everybody told me that I couldn't do it because this was not for girls, but like Jane's mother, my mother championed me. And she said, if you want to go swim with dolphins, you have to find a way to get to university and become a marine biologist, and that's exactly what I did.
When did you first become interested in photography? And can you tell us what type of photography you are most interested in?
When I finished my studies in university to be a marine biologist, I realized that our oceans were in a lot of trouble. Pollution, overfishing, all of these things were threatening the ocean. And I wanted to help, just like Jane wanted to help the chimpanzees. I thought that science was going to be the tool I could use to help, but I realized that people are more interested in learning from stuff that they understand and they can see, and so photography became the tool that allowed me to communicate with many more people about not just how beautiful the ocean is, but all the things we can do to help. When I started my career as a photographer, I wanted to be a nature photographer because I love animals. I soon realized that I really had a lot more talent to tell stories about people. So my photography became a combination of my love of nature and my interest in people. And then I became an underwater photographer. So today, I use my camera to tell stories about animals in the ocean and the relationship that humans have with the largest ecosystem on our planet, our ocean.
Photography allowed people all over the world to see the amazing work Jane was doing with chimpanzees. What's your favorite thing about photography?
My favorite thing about photography is that it's a universal language. It is something that we all understand. Today, we all have cameras in our telephones, and that makes us all photographers. This is something we all know how to do really well. And so much like photography and National Geographic allowed Jane Goodall to share her stories with a very large audience, so too has my camera and my work with National Geographic allowed me to share the story of our oceans and the importance of protecting the largest ecosystem on our planet, our ocean.
What does adventure mean to you?
Adventure for me is having the courage to step through the door of things that I don't know yet. Sometimes that means getting in the water with a whale or with a shark. Sometimes means getting up on stage with a large number of people and speaking in public. The most important thing about my work is that I want it to be an invitation to adventure for everybody. The natural world is there for all of us to enjoy, and I want my work to be an invitation to you.
How do you stay positive in a world that doesn't always care for the environment?
The reason I stay positive in a world that doesn't always care for the environment is that I am the mother of three kids. They're all much older now, but I want for them to have the kind of planet that I have come to love and enjoy. I want them to be able to go out into nature and spend time with wild animals and to know that they have a future in a living planet. So I have no choice but to stay positive.
What's one thing young Rebel Girls can do to protect the oceans?
Our oceans are the largest ecosystem on our planet, and we know so little about how they work. So what we need is more girls to go into the sciences, become marine biologists, become underwater photographers and filmmakers, so that together we can tell the story of how beautiful and important our oceans are.
Thanks, Christina. If you like the show, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and share it with all of your friends. Stay Rebel!
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right, you can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.